All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still get a hold of D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax needs. Now, the NBA playoffs are in full effect, and they've been very exciting so far as we are still in the first round. But I'm going to talk about the subject of player safety today and the reason why. There was an incident this past week involving Houston Rockets guard Patrick Beverley. Now, Beverley fell into the stands and there was a confrontation with a fan, and as a result of that confrontation, Beverley was fined by the NBA for $25,000. Now, Beverley says that he did not use any expletives. He did not threaten the fan, but the fan initially did use expletives in his direction. The fan's name is Stuart Scaramucci. He is also the son of Oklahoma City Thunder minority owner Jay Scaramucci, and Beverley believes that the fine had nothing to do with the fact that this person is the son of a minority owner. But the bottom line is this: the NBA has to do more to protect its players. You look in recent years, and it's not just the NBA, it's other professional leagues as well. All of these new stadiums, for the most part, they're putting the seating right on top of the playing field. They're putting, especially in the NBA, they're putting the courtside seats literally right there on top of the players, right next to the bench, in a fashion that, you know, we didn't see 20, 25 years ago. So a lot of these fans feel that they can take it, or they have to take it upon themselves to get involved in the game to assist and help their favorite team. That is not needed. I mean, if you want to go to a game as a fan and you want to cheer for your favorite team, your favorite player, you're all fine with that. I mean, if you want to heckle, you know, the opposing team, there's a fine line with that as well. But you, as a fan, you have to understand, if you push the envelope too far, you have to realize that everybody is not going to take it with a grain of salt. And I understand that people are going to say, well, these guys are professionals and they have to have thick skin. I understand that. But the bottom line is, they are people. And I ask anybody out there, as a person, if somebody attempted to insult you in a derogatory way, insult your family, insult your children, how would you feel just walking down the street? It's easy to say somebody should walk away or be the bigger person, but everybody isn't built like that. And I'm not saying that you should go out there and attempt to have a physical confrontation. No, I think the NBA has done a solid job as far as cleaning things up after the infamous Malice at the Palace many years ago between the Indiana Pacers and some fans there in the Auburn Hills. But it's a situation I think more needs to be done. We've always talked about the alcohol consumption at these games, and sometimes fans, you know, they might have a little bit too much in them and they might take it too far and they might feel a little bit comfortable or too comfortable. We've seen situations, you know, where, you know, referees have gotten a hold of fans if they said something to them. But I think the refs need to have an ear, and on top of that, NBA security needs to be around from the standpoint that, you know what, it might be time to not only escort these people out of the games when they do this, but also, you know, remove their ticket privileges, at least for the rest of the season, or in this case, the remainder of the postseason. Now, granted, it's not every fan, don't get me wrong, but I don't think you should make the good fans suffer for the bad fans. I think it is important and imperative that you identify those people that are pushing the envelope and that are taking it too far, and let them know that, yes, you are a paying fan and this is a privilege for you to be in these seats as we speak. And, you know, you have to have some type of decorum out there, and you have to have some type of respectability in what you're doing. Nobody is saying that you cannot go out there and enjoy a game, but the bottom line is, there is a fine line. I do credit Patrick Beverley for restraining himself, because it was a situation he could have taken it a step further and really escalated the issue, and it really would have been a bad PR move for not only him but the NBA as a whole. Now, with that said, he feels that NBA security did not do enough in that matter. And the bottom line is this: if Patrick Beverley feels like this, and if other NBA players feel like this, the NBA has to do something, because, like, again, the NBA can ill afford to go back to what it once was. And I'm talking about that infamous Malice at the Palace back in 2004. And like I said, the NBA has made tremendous strides from that. But the bottom line is, if you see something, you got to get these people out there. There's no excuse for it. You have to get those people out of there and let them know that where they're at and what they're doing is a privilege, just like it is a privilege for the players to be playing at this high level. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.